Congress ended the government shutdown last week without reaching a deal on health insurance subsidies for people who get coverage through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. WHYY's Nicole Leonard spoke with customers facing serious spikes to their monthly premium costs about how they will stay covered in 2026.
I meet up with Lily McCausland at a local coffee shop in Philadelphia. It's a quick walk from where she works full-time at a small printing company.
Thank you for meeting me.
McCausland, who is 29, went uninsured for a couple years. She then began looking at plans on Penny, the state's ACA marketplace. She found out last year that she was eligible for enhanced premium tax credits, which lowered her monthly payments to $0. It felt like winning the lottery, she says.
I got blood tests, I got every gynecological, I did things I probably didn't really even need. And then I got dental exams and my eye exam. It's been amazing in that way that I've just probably spent out of pocket maybe $1,500 all in this year.
That's why it was shocking, she says, when she logged into Penny this month to shop for 2026 coverage. Her annual income of $50,000 means she'll no longer get any tax credits next year. Instead, McCausland's current bronze plan will cost her $275 a month. To afford it, she says she'd need to get a second job or make cuts elsewhere.
This is the most amount of money I've made in a very long time, steadily, and I still save no money. And I don't even live that crazily. I don't even have Wi-Fi. I cut that out when I got the first notice that your health insurance might go up. I just started making those decisions of if I'm going to pay out of pocket, I can't have these extraneous subscriptions and these extraneous costs. All right, do I need Wi-Fi? I don't. I really don't.
She's also selling some furniture to make extra cash and considering a roommate.
It's just that the $275, that means groceries I'm not going to spend as much money on, and that means that other people are making harder decisions.
McCausland says she's gone without health insurance before, and she'd do it again if her finances became dire. But it's a harder option to accept.
Like, the older I get, the less being uninsured is like, whatever, man. Like, I'll make it work. Or I have credit cards. You know, you start to just think about 5 years down the line and...
Penny officials say about 3 in 4 people will still qualify for some financial aid, but the amounts will generally be much smaller. And others, like McCausland, face paying full price. Already, some people are dropping coverage entirely just weeks before the new year. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.